Hello all. It's been a while, hasn't it? It's been a very long while. Welcome to Nintendo Podcast System. I'm going to be very short and sweet with this sort of message out there. Just to let you know where we've all been and what's been going on and why we haven't had an episode for ages. If you've missed it from via our Twitter channels and Facebook channels, we're actually considering closing M Podcast System down. The reason for this is basically me and Matthew sort of just don't seem to be wanting to do the podcast as it is anymore, kind of thing. We both got sort of new things going on and new projects and stuff like that, and like uni work for Matthew has been quite a big thing for him recently. He's been focusing on exams and all sorts, and the podcast has been a bit of a distraction kind of thing from doing actual work and trying to push ourselves a bit further, but it's been a nice distraction to come and like sort of give some free time over for doing things like this. But I just wanted to say like thanks everyone who's been listening to us for all this time and all this sort of, like, I think it's been about 4 or 5 years we've been doing the podcast now, so it's been amazing how much like support and stuff we've had to put over the actual podcast out there. This is probably gonna be pretty raw. There's not gonna be much to this. But yeah, I just thought I'd just let you know that we are looking at doing other things. I personally want to keep the podcast going, but I might be moving it from, I've been hosting it on Podomatic, which at the time when we started doing podcasts, it was a really helpful tool because we had no idea how to build websites and things like that. But now that we've got lots of friends who are experienced in that sort of aim and place, we've been working towards moving the podcast over to Nintendo Village, which is still ongoing. We've still got quite a bit of time to work that out. If I can get that to move the whole platform itself over from Podomatic to Nintendo Village without any problems, we should be okay. If not, I'm going to have to either have a fresh start of a new podcast, or we're going to develop some of the other podcasts which are already available on Nintendo Village. There's already, like, I think about 8 or 9 podcasts altogether with different things on there. So it's worth having a look on nintendovillage.com if you're interested in any other podcasts from Nintendo and indie dev base podcasts as well. But I think the main reason, like I said, is just the fact that we just don't have the time as much anymore to be able to do these sort of things and commit ourselves to doing like an hour, 2 hour sort of podcasts every week is just sort of struggling to find that space. So I think I'm going to try and do some like smaller podcasts like this for now to try and sort of get myself back into doing recordings and just talking to myself a little bit, which is kind of strange at the moment. but yeah, it's you might not see so much at the moment, but I'm hoping to sort of find some free time, start developing the whole podcast itself all over again, redoing some new things, trying some new features out, trying some new guests and things like that. But it's going to be take a bit of time, and also trying to move things over has been a bit sort of technical. I just don't have the quality of it kind of thing. Like I said, Podomatic has been useful, but like transferring the podcast from there to a website is quite a difficult sort of task. So I'm going to be working with the Nintendo Village guys to sort of try and help me to move that over. But yeah, I think overall, I think it's been quite a frantic few months for me. I mean, I just come back from Rezzed a few weeks back. Had a fantastic sort of event there. Met up some guys from different sort of places on Twitter and things like that, people I know on there, mainly like Nintendo based people, but there's also some others from other groups, and for instance my Hampshire Gaming Hub sort of group that's me and Patrick have run in Southampton, which is like an events group. We've basically been trying to develop that as well at the same time. so we've got lots of people we're sort of working with that to try and maybe do another event in the future. I'm running a Mario Party event next Monday on the Mario Party event in the Shooting Star. So that should be quite fun and interesting to do. But other than that, we haven't really got much else planned because we were doing a big event in Portsmouth, but unfortunately that got pulled out pretty quickly due to lack of funding from the government. So unfortunately, Portsmouth Guildhall had to cut our event amongst some others. Yeah, it's just like in general, I think I've just had a bit of a time where it's been a bit frantic. I mean, like I said, I went on holiday to Italy as well and things like that for a weekend. With REST and some other events going on and cancellations and actual job focusing on that and I've started driving lessons and things and what else have I done in the last few weeks? But just like in general, it's just been quite frantic and quite busy and while also trying to record things for my YouTube channel. I've done a Deltarune playthrough, I've done a few little Pokemon Go videos here and there, and just trying to keep it all sort of ticking over kind of thing, because at least there's people still in contact with these things. So you can sort of understand my frustration at the moment, where there's not any podcast going out, and I just thought I'd try and explain it in a way that you guys might understand and might appreciate. That we are just phenomenally busy, and it's just so difficult to try and get around to finding time for both of us when we're both free and willing to put in what Matt's calling the last episode for himself. I think he does want to officially pull out eventually. I'm still on the fence, like I said, I'm still on the fence with what I'm doing. I will be continuing podcasts altogether in the future, but whether it be still doing this podcast or doing a completely different podcast, I don't know. But we'll find out what happens when you get to that bridge, I suppose. In terms of, like, I'll do a quick sort of what game has been playing for a little while. I recently just reset up my SNES Mini, so I was playing a lot of the old SNES games on there. It's a really cool system, the fact that you can do, like, you can do save states and things like that on about 12 to 15 games, I think there is altogether on that system. So it's pretty cool. In fact, I've never actually had a SNES before, was one of the main reasons I got that, and that's a while back I got that now, and I've only really started playing on it within the last couple of days, so very strange. In terms of like Switch stuff, I've picked up quite a few indie games, but I also picked up like so Final Fantasy VII recently, so I put in a few hours onto that. Really like the turbo mode on that game, the fact that you can sort of speed up by 3 times the actual speed. That's really cool. I really like that feature. It does make the game go a lot quicker, which is really good for places where there's lots of dialogue because you're not that interested in if you've not done it all before. So that's been quite fun. I'm going to try and aim to finish that game for once, which I've been trying to do for the last nearly 30 years of my life. So maybe less than that, because the game was out a little bit less than that. I mean, maybe 24 years, something like that. Must be nearly 25, I suppose. Anyway, Hyrule Warriors, I've been playing a bit of that, trying to get that sort of completed, 100%ed. I'm still nowhere near doing so. I've been doing the adventure maps and trying to unlock all the weapons and things like that. It's a long old slog, and there's just so much more to that game than I've got time for. So yeah, just doing like bits and pieces here and there wherever I can sort of jump on, stuff like that. And that's not basically it there, I suppose. I know it's only like a quick sort of 9-10 minute sort of thing to just talk to you guys directly to say, you know, I want to do podcasts, I want to continue to do podcasts, but it's just going to take a long time for me to sort of work out a structure and fix a few things and work on like audio and video editing and stuff like that in the future. But it's just much more interesting trying to do a podcast on your own is quite difficult, and I'd much prefer to have a group or team of people with me to do podcasts in the future. But as I said, I'm always open to doing guest appearances on other people's podcasts if required, and you know, it's one of those things, it sort of happens unfortunately, but this isn't the end for me. I'm going to be continuing doing something, but I can't really announce anything until I've officially confirmed it and found myself some free time in which to do so. So it's one of those. And with the summer coming up now, I think it gets to the point where I've got a lot of barbecues and things on with family and friends. I've got my 30th birthday coming up in July, so yeah, lots of different things to sort of look forward to and plan in. Today they announced the new amiibos for the Squirtle, Ivysaur and Pichu with Pokemon Trainer. Have all been gone on the store for pre-order, so I will be definitely picking those up, I'm sure. Yeah, and I guess I'm going to sort of leave it there for now. I just thought I'd give you guys a quick sort of tease that, like, we're not completely dead yet, but it's not likely to be very much longer. Me and Matthew really want to do a final episode to sort of close it off. Even if it's just another one of just us two, but we'll see. It's one of those, unfortunately. Thank you very much, everyone, for sort of taking your time to sort of quickly have a listen to this. If you want to talk to us about the whole podcast itself, if you want to talk to us about your favourite episodes you listen to, if there's anything you want to put a Q&A to us, ask any questions yourself, please feel free to do so. The best place to sort of get in contact with us at the moment is Twitter. Matthew is at AceGibbo. And I am at Gorny7789. So if you do want to get in contact with us, please contact us on there or contact us on any of the M Podcast System channels. The Twitter, the YouTube and email is still available. Also Facebook. So if you feel free to contact us on any of those and we'll try and get back to you about conversations about doing podcasts and things in the future. But like I said, I apologies again for this being such a weird and strange quick, I wouldn't even call it an episode, just a quick sort of update, I guess, is the best way to describe it. But I just want to say thanks very much, everyone. We know you've been there for quite a long time, and I just want to say thanks for sticking around as long as you have. But we're hitting on the edge at the moment, but there could be a bright future in coming up. So just bear with us while we sort a few things out and come back to you when we can. Okay. So thanks very much, everyone, and we'll catch you all very soon, hopefully. And as always, happy gaming. Bye-bye.
Thank you.